From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. Two candidates are vying for the Ancrum Town Justice. The seat was previously held by Robert Wilcox. Wilcox served as town justice for 10 years. Both candidates, Republican Richard Novick and Democrat Kathy Redlich, are seeking their first four-year term. Novick, 77, is running with both the Republican and Independence Party endorsements. He is senior vice president of the New York State Broadcasters Association and has been with the association for 13 years. Novick has worked in broadcasting for nearly 30 years. A Connecticut native, Novick is a graduate of Franklin and Marshall College and an Army veteran. He was named the Amber Alert Broadcaster of the Year by the U.S. Department of Justice in December 2013. In a statement of issues submitted to the paper, Novick wrote, and I quote, "I'm running for town justice because I truly do love our community and want to do public service. I have lived in Ancrumdale for 30 years and believe I know our community and values well," end quote. Redlich, 68, is an enrolled Democrat and is running with her party's endorsement. She has been an attorney for more than 30 years, specializing in criminal and civil litigation. She co-founded the firm Driscoll & Redlich and continues to practice part-time. An Illinois native, Redlich attended the University of Michigan and received her law degree from the Harvard Law School. She is editor of the Ancrum Town News, a member of the town's Communications Committee and Climate Smart Community Task Force. She is co-founder and director of the Redlich Horowitz Foundation and helped launch the Columbia County Bail Fund. In her statement of issues, Redlich wrote, and I quote, "The town court is most people's first and only encounter with New York's judicial system, which is why town justices have a special responsibility to instill confidence in fairness, integrity, and competence of our courts," end quote. Polls at the Ancrumdale Presbyterian Church Fellowship Hall and the Ancrum Town Hall are open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday, November 6. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Greenville Pioneer is reporting the New York State Attorney General has issued an alert to New Yorkers about the so-called grandparent scam, a scheme that targets senior citizens with calls from people posing as their grandchild. The scam was recently reported locally. Typically, a senior will receive an unexpected call, often in the middle of the night, from someone claiming to be their grandchild. They say there's an emergency and need money. The caller may also pose as an attorney or a law enforcement officer claiming to be calling on behalf of the relative. The victim is then instructed to purchase prepaid debit or gift cards and call back with the card numbers, allowing the person to transfer the funds. Attorney General Barbara Underwood said the victims of these scams often lose thousands of dollars and the money is rarely recovered. "To protect yourself," Underwood advises, "be suspicious of anyone calling unexpectedly asking for money. Never purchase prepaid debit or gift cards for the purpose of transferring money. Develop a secret code or password to be used with family members to verify their identity over the phone. And verify any supposed emergency by calling friends and family before sending money. Anyone targeted by this scam are urged to call the AG's Consumer Helpline at 1-800-771-7755. Anyone who believes they have been a victim is urged to call police as soon as possible." Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Chris Bragg is reporting for the Times Union. Two groups typically allied with state Democrats are calling for state Senate candidate Democrat Aaron Glad to return an $11,000 campaign donation from the hedge fund billionaire and charter school supporter Daniel Loeb. Loeb's comments last year unfavorably comparing Senate Minority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins to the Ku Klux Klan created a significant controversy. In that post, Loeb said Stewart Cousins, the first African-American woman to lead the Senate Democrats, had done more, and I quote, "damage to people of color than anyone who has ever donned a hood," end quote, in reference to the leader's support for the state teachers union. Loeb later apologized for the comments. GLAAD has been endorsed by the New York State United Teachers, but still received the financial backing from Loeb, who has otherwise donated heavily to help Senate Republicans. Leaders of the labor-backed Strong Economy for All Coalition and Alliance for Quality Education, who typically line up with Senate Democrats, called on GLAAD to return Loeb's campaign funding. GLAAD told the Times Union on October 29th, and I quote, "I'm not returning the money, and the only thing that is toxic in Albany, I'm trying to change that," end quote. In an interview, GLAAD said he did not believe the union allies would oppose his taking Loeb's contribution. Read the full story in the Times Union. The Altamont Enterprise is reporting Empire State Development and New York State Department of Agriculture and Markets are offering funding to help new farmers. The New York State New Farmers Grant Fund will provide grants of up to $50,000 to assist with various project costs, such as the purchase of machinery, equipment, supplies, and construction or improvement of agricultural structures. To qualify, a farm business owner must be within the first 10 years of having an ownership interest in any farm, and the farm must have a minimum of $10,000 in income from sales of products grown or raised on the farm. The deadline for submitting applications to the New Farmers Grant Fund is January 25th. A link to the application can be found at the WGXE Newsroom page. The $1 million fund is in its fifth year and has so far awarded $3.27 million to nearly 90 farms throughout the state to expand their operations and improve their profitability. New York State is home to 36,000 farms. The state's dairy industry is the largest sector of the state's agricultural industry. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.